I do have a praise report. So we've been praying for Stormy Stillman, who's in prison. The Lord spoke to me in the December and into January that 2023 was the year free. Mm-hmm. And he has continued that into, you know, and I went to Dallas to see family that I hadn't seen in years. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with a best friend, Tanya, from junior high. And it's her daughter. Mm-hmm. And we were having coffee one day. And the Lord said, I want you to speak this to her. This is for her.
And you said, yes.
And I said, yes. I said, sir, yes, sir.
Yep. That's where it happens when you say yes.
And I spoke it to her. And she received it and grabbed a hold of it this weekend. This weekend, Stormy, she had her trial Friday. And the judge said, sir, time served.
Amen.
You are free. She then had to go through the process of becoming free from prison. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. She got released at 3 a.m. Wow. 3 o'clock in the morning, her mama was there.
Awesome.
To pick her baby up from prison with time served.
Awesome.
Glory to God.
The grace of God right there in action. Yep.
You know, and it just really hit me when I got the phone call from Stormy. And we were talking, and she says, Monica, and guess what time I got out? I said, what time, baby? She said, I got out at 3 a.m. I said, do you know? I said, baby, do you know what hour that is? Do you know what hour that is? That is the hour of miracles. Mm. And I'm just...
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yay, God. Go, God. Oh, God. Don't put your pom-poms down. He ain't out of power.
That's right.
We want to pray for the family of Steve Lowry, whose service will be Tuesday at 2 p.m. We want to pray for the family of Rodney J. Monica's cousin, Teresa Harris, her mom passed also. Wesley Conway is having surgery in the morning to remove some cancer off of a kidney. And Jonathan Peebly, who has an infection in one leg.
Father God, I lift these three families, God, that have that are experiencing this loss, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you would surround them. Lord, your word declares that you're close to those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So, Lord, I just pray that you would fill and flood and immerse them in your love and peace, God. You would send ministering angels, your people, to just encamp around about them, Lord, to give them love and life and encouragement and support. Father God, let your strength, God, just rise in them, Lord. Let peace rule in their hearts, Father. Lord, we lift up Wesley Conway to you this morning. Father God, having this surgery over cancer of the kidney, Lord, we curse the name of cancer, the root of that thing. Lord, you said that every knee would bow and every tongue confess that you're Lord. And Lord, that means even the name of cancer, it is beneath beneath all that you are. Lord, your word declares that you have become our healer and that by our stripes, by your stripes, that we have been healed, Lord. We speak that over Wesley this morning, God. Through this surgery, we pray, God, for a fast, speedy recovery. We pray for a glorious testimony that he would be, at the end of this thing, completely cancer-free. And, Father God, that your name would be glorified in that. Lord, we pray for Jonathan this morning. We come against this infection in his leg. God, we speak wholeness and wellness. And we say to Jonathan, be healed in Jesus' name. We give you all praise, all glory, and all honor for your work and for who you are in the midst of all these situations. We love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heart-to-Heart Pregnancy Care Center, or Pregnancy Center, is having an open house to meet the new director on February 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. They're located at 500 Lusk Avenue in Elk City. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-243-2229. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power.
It's not time to cook yet, y'all. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Jason Wilhelm. His title for today is Fisher of Men. Mm-hmm. Before we get back to your study,
go ahead.
To your lesson, to the Word of God, would you be so kind and share about your church, location, service times, and anything else you would like to share?
So our church is Community Connection Fellowship. So we're all about community, and we're all about connecting with community and the fellowship of the kingdom. And we live by people, purpose, and passion. That's what we're all about. So we're at 1424 South Simpson Street here in Elk City, Oklahoma. That would be the former Grace Temple, down in the Lincoln Addition, down by the Lincoln Teen Center. Our services are at 6 p.m. Sunday evening. We help some other churches and other ministries on Sunday mornings. We're all about the kingdom and the community and unity in the body of Christ. So we do our services 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings. We have a Tuesday morning. Odd, right? Tuesday morning. We have a Tuesday morning prayer from 7 to 8 a.m. Love to have you. It's happening. So, yeah, we'd love to have you there. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So we just came out of this picture and the call that happened with Peter and Andrew and James and John. And what I had said there is that these guys were amazed. They were amazed at the haul, at the blessings of God on their lives. And Peter's response was worship. Oh Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to walk with a man like you. He fell to his knees in worship to Jesus. And Jesus, hey, don't fear. It's okay. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna make you fishers of men. These guys were amazed at the blessings that God had poured out on them. It's what brought them to. And I said that Jesus said, you know, that you guys are unwilling to believe unless you see a sign. Signs and wonders are for those who don't believe, right? Yeah. And we've got to get past. I'm not telling you to not go after the good things of God. I'm not telling you to not go after the blessings of God. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we've got to get past the worship of the things of God and begin to really worship the God of the things. You know what I'm saying? So I want to fast forward us. There's so much more. There's a series that we're on at our church. If you want to get in on it, well, I mean, come on. We'd love to have you. There's a whole lot of things. These are the bookends I'm giving you this morning, okay? These are the bookends. There's a whole lot of things that go on in between the two. But I want to show you what this commitment, what this discipline, this discipleship to this man, to this God that loves you, what it looks like, what the end result begins to look like. So we're going to fast forward to the end of the Gospel of John, chapter 21, John 21. And so this is after these guys had spent 3.5 years with Jesus. This is after Jesus had been crucified and resurrected. So this is after the finished work on the cross, right? Yeah. So this is what it looked like after these men had walked with this guy for 3.5 years, all right? Guess what I've got for you? Another fishing story. That's right, another fishing story. So here we go. I'm going to take off. John 21:1. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee. Here's these two guys again with him. And Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. So at this point, it's kind of all done. You know, Jesus ain't hanging around no more. He's been crucified and resurrected. Well, Peter was a fisherman, right? That's what he did. And he gave that platform to the Lord. We've seen that in the story, right? So Peter, these guys are all gathered around. Well, Peter's, well, I'm going to go fishing. That's just what I do. I'm going to go fishing. So then they said to him, hey, we'll come with you. They all went out, got in the boat, and that night they caught nothing. Nathan, nada, zero, zip. Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Yeah, same thing as in the first story. They didn't catch squat. And again, they went out all night. Same as they did in the first one, right? What is that? What's that saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? how many of us get caught up in that in this life, right? Yeah. So they went out all night and they caught nothing. Verse 4. But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Remember that. They didn't know at this point that it was Jesus. Jesus said to him, children, you don't have any fish, do you? They answered to him and said, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find a catch. Here's old Jesus again. He's doing it again, right? This is after 3 years, right? But I want to show you the difference. Listen, we're going to make the same mistakes no matter how long we walk with him in this flesh, right? Because we've been born again. We're a new creation. We have the DNA, the very, very life of God in us. We're not that old person. But we got this stuff up here. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's why the word says to have your mind renewed. Renewed. We've got to get that mind renewed. So here's these guys doing the same thing, catching nothing. And old Jesus is like, hey, you guys ain't got no fish, do you? No. And he says, well, cast the net out on the right side. The yes to him, the yes to him is all he's looking for. It's not your all night toiling, working, grinding your fingers to the bone to get it done that he's looking for. It's the yes. Lord, where do I cast the net? Yes, I'll do that, Lord. It's the yes. And after 3.5 years, these guys, same thing. And okay, we'll do that then. Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll find a catch. They casted, therefore, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Same problem, right? They got the same problem. They said yes to him. The bounty and the outcome was bigger than they could have ever imagined. And then in verse 7, it says, that disciple, therefore, whom Jesus loved. It's John talking about himself. He was the one whom Jesus loved, right? You are God's favorite, in case you didn't know it. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. You think? Yeah, we got a hint, right? Yeah, it is the Lord. You think? Yeah. So Peter, when he heard it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment on, for he was stripped off naked for work. He put his clothes back on. This crazy cat out there, he ain't got no clothes on, fishing. It's no, I mean, he probably scared all the fish away out there naked. For he was stripped off for work, and he threw himself into the sea. Hey, you remember Jesus? I mean, Jesus walking on the water. And what old Peter? Hey, Lord, can I do that? Well, come on. Peter didn't even care about walking on the water. He didn't care about that miracle, that sign, that wonder. He didn't care about the bounty of fish anymore. He went right past that huge sign and blessing of God to get to his Lord. He dove into the water. He swam. They were 100 yards out. I mean, I couldn't swim. I'd probably drown trying to swim 100 yards. I might be saying, Lord, could you help me walk on the water to get to you? Could you please? Could you cause me to float? Could you make propellers come out of my feet? Something. But Peter didn't care. He dove into that water and risked drowning himself to get to his Lord. He went right past the blessing to God. And so it says, that he put on his garments, threw himself into the sea, verse 8. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far off land. They were about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. The bull in the china closet, he abandoned his men. He abandoned the blessing. He abandoned it all. He just wanted his Savior. That's all he wanted was the Lord. He wanted that relationship that he'd been missing. He wanted to dine at the Master's table. He wanted to sit with him. He wanted to take in everything, every word he would speak, every drop of love that he would pour out on him. That's all he was after. It's what God is calling to. It's what he's calling us to. It's what he's calling. Go out. Go deep. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. So the disciples came in the little boat, verse 9. And when they had got out upon the land, they saw charcoal fire already laid and fish placed on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, hey, bring me some of the fish you guys have caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, come, have breakfast, sit with me, dine with me. Let's fellowship. Let's commune. Let me fill you up. None of the disciples ventured to question him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave them, and the fish likewise. Jesus, in this statement, he has such a powerful thing that he's doing with them, showing them who he really is. It's important to see that after 3 years, Peter's wow and astonishment wasn't in the blessing that Jesus could pour out on him. It was in the man himself. It was in the life and love of the very God that he worshiped. That's what he was after. When Jesus said, "Seek the kingdom," he was saying, "This is it. Run past the stuff to me. Let me hold you. Let me pour out on you. Let me love you. Let me empower you by my grace." You see, we have this misconception. It's not a misconception, by the way. I'm just using that as a word. We have this, we get hung up on this grace thing of, oh, you know, it's okay if I miss the Lord, I'm forgiven. That's true. That's grace. If you go out and you willfully sin against God, you're forgiven. That's his goodness. That is his grace. That's who he is. He can't help it. It's agape love. He's going to love you unconditionally. But you got to get past the that definition of God's unmerited favor and into the realm of it is the life of God in me that is able to do all things. That is grace. He said that you'd no longer have to strive and work and try to keep the law, that he would write them upon your heart. How that works is this: me, grace, will come live in you and I'll do it for you. Don't be afraid. I'll make you fishers of men. It's me, not you. Peter got that concept. He was over it. He was grateful for the bounty. Yes, he brought fish for Jesus to cook for him. Yes, he loved the things of God. But it was his only purpose in life was to get out of that boat and get to the Lord. Get out of that boat and get to the Lord. Go out and go deep. Get to the Lord. Get to the Lord. And it says now, they didn't even question who he was. They didn't even question who he was. Why do you think that is? Yeah, it could be because of the miracle. Absolutely, for sure. But there's a very significant thing that happened here, and the word records it. It's every jot, every tittle of this thing, all of it, truth. It says that there was a large number of fish, 153. You remember when I shared the number 2023, right? The Hebrew. So these guys would have known that because they were Hebrews, right? They were Jewish. So they would have known. In their language, they don't have numbers. Their letters represent the number system. And so there are specific letters that make up this value of 153. Now I'm going to share with you what that means. What that means. It is what Peter understood. And it's why he left the boat and didn't stay there for the blessing of the fish. He's like, them guys got that. I'm gone. I'm getting to him. This is what that number 153 means. Anai Elohim. Anai Elohim. You know what that means? It means this. This is what Jesus literally said with 153 fish. I am not just the Son of God. I am. Anai Elohim. I am. God. And after the 153, it says this: they didn't even ask who he was. They knew. Those guys got it immediately. Anai Elohim. Go out. Go deep. Jesus has called you to him. And in him is your destiny. It's not just in doctrines and truths. They're all good. I'm not telling you to go not go after them. They're all good. The teachings and discipleship. It is the 3.5 years these men spent rubbing around on him, receiving every drop that he poured out on them. The crowds were drawn to Jesus. Jesus was drawn to those men. He's drawn to you. And in him, Anai Elohim, that God, is the power of His grace to carry out whatever it is that's in front of you. Get out there and go deep. Things that happen in between. If you want to get in on some of this, come hang out with us. I'm just going to throw out these five things. There's a lot to it. We could teach for weeks on it. Number one, be a person of prayer and worship. Figure out what that means. It doesn't look like what you might think it does. Number two, increase your faith. Increase your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And don't just listen and have faith inside you. Faith needs to have action behind it. Increase your faith. Begin to step out. Get the Word in you and begin to step out on it. Lean on grace. That is the power of God in you to work and to will for His good pleasure. That's what grace is. It's Him carrying it out for you. It's you entering His rest and letting Him do it through you. Just let Him do it. That's what Peter did. Hey, can I have your boat? Yes. Go out into the deep, drop your net. Yes. Mary, you're going to become pregnant out of wedlock? Yes. The yes changes the world. Yes. Yes. Be a student of the Word. Agape love. Agape love is not necessarily tied to emotions or feelings. It is the love of God. It is a choice in faith to give that away to people. Become a person of agape. Get in the Word till the Word gets in you. Find out who He is. Lean on His grace. Become a person of prayer and of worship in the Father. And begin to walk in His agape. Choose to love everyone. Choose it by faith. And you know what happens when you just choose it? You take a step and the grace of God in you begins to carry it out. I'll give you one powerful definition of grace, right? I'm going to tell you this. This is the truth. Any definition of grace that does not lead to holiness is not grace. Grace leads to holiness. Titus 2:11-12 says that the grace of God has appeared and brought salvation to all men, and it, grace, teaches us to deny ungodliness, to live holy and righteous lives soberly. That's what grace does. It teaches us. It is the presence of God alive in you. Grace is agape love in action. That's the Father living in you. It's Him in action. It's what He does. It's all about Him carrying it out. Don't be afraid of the call He's called you with. Just step out and do like Peter did and say, yes, okay, Lord. So, Father, we thank You, Lord God, for Your call. We thank You for this great commission, Lord, of going out, of hanging out with You, of hanging out with mentors and other people. So important, Lord. It's how You've always done it. You give, like Paul told Timothy, the things that I've taught You, teach to faithful men who are able to teach them to others. It's the way this thing works, Lord. We thank You for Your design of discipleship, of growing and being mentored by those who are mature in You, Lord. We thank You for the relationship you have with us, God, at growing us, leading us into maturity. God, it's our heart to be in a place in our lives where we're going after You. Just not just the blessings, but going after You, Lord. Going after You with everything that's in our heart. Lord, we choose to be a people of worship and prayer. We choose to be a people growing in faith, a people of the Word. Lord, we choose to lean on Your grace to get through every day, Lord, carrying out what it is that You've placed in front of us to carry out, Lord. We pray, God, that Your agape love would flow through us in every interaction, every breath, every thought, everything that we do. Consume us, O Lord, with who You are. Father, we're jumping out of the boat this morning to get to You. We're after You, Lord, pursuing that relationship, God. We thank You for Your faithfulness, for Your goodness, Your mercy, Your love, for all that You are in our lives. We worship You in Jesus' name. Amen.
I hope y'all taste that, because that was some good food. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Jason Wilhelm, Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.